Good morning. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Epiphany. In the solemnity of the Epiphany, we hear that Jesus is manifested as the Savior of the world. God is the God of all nations. Okay? But look at how this God was revealed. God was revealed through a star. The Magi, who represented the all nations, followed the twinkle of light of a simple star. But probably during that time, according to scripture scholars, that star was really prominent, especially for the three kings or the three magi. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, I invite you to be that twinkle of light. What do you mean by that? To be a twinkle of light. You see, Herod was powerful during that time. And there were so many powers during the time of Jesus. There were also tyrants. But through a simple twinkle of light, probably a seed of, as we say, a simple seed of truth, a simple seed of compassion, a simple seed of kindness, goodness, and even beauty can put a kingdom and can bring down a kingdom, a ruler. In the same way, a simple twinkle of kindness, of truth, of goodness and compassion that we do towards others can actually bring down sometimes the gloom and doom of many people. Sometimes even the sadness of other people. That's the importance of being a twinkle of light. That even a simple seed of goodness, simple seed of kindness and truth can change, can be a catalyst of change of society and even of nations and even the whole world, just like the example of Jesus, our Lord. We always say when I studied philosophy, we studied classical philosophy, and we studied also classical metaphysics. And classical metaphysics by Aristotle and later on through St. Thomas Aquinas would say that the metaphysical attributes of God, transcendental attributes of God, are truth, goodness, and beauty. And what do you mean by that? It simply means that among all things, this is supreme, first and supreme with God. First and supreme with God is His goodness. First and supreme with God is His truth. First and supreme with God is His beauty. Beauty. And if you imitate, if one imitates that supreme good, that supreme truth, that supreme beauty, that could be a catalyst of change. Because that's God. That's God. That's how philosophy explains it. Second point. The Magi simply followed the twinkle of the star of Jesus. This 2019, this is the first Sunday of 2019. I want you to set your eyes and focus on the real star, the real light, the true twinkle of light, there are so many stars in the world. No? Each one trying to attract us. So many twinkles. But which star should we follow? Which twinkle should we follow? When we were young, the kids here, you always sing, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, all I wonder what you are." But one twinkle of light, the Magi followed this and led them to Jesus, to the manger. Let us set our bearing and let us set really our ways towards God. Towards God. And when we find God, stay there. Let Him be part of your life. This 2019, I invite you to allow God to be present every single day. Do you know that a day without God, a week without God, is a week like from Monday to Saturday would be like this? Sunday becomes a sin day. Monday becomes a mourn day. Tuesday becomes a tears day. Wednesday becomes a waste day. Thursday becomes a thirst, really a thirst day. And Friday becomes sometime a fight day, fight night. And Thursday, on Saturday becomes a shatter day. Yes, 7 days without God is also 1 week. But why would you like 7 days without God? Sometimes we forget. We only invite God on Sundays. Monday to Saturday, we don't even think of God. And then suddenly, Sunday, oops, we have to go to church. We have to remember God. It's 2019. Let's change it. Okay? In 2019, I also want to suggest one thing before I forget it. 2019, let's start by coming to church on time and coming and leaving the church also on time. So don't leave the church until the final blessing. Okay? Let's start it. You know, it's a good habit. It's the right way. It's the right way. Also, I received a message this morning and it really thrilled me. There are many things that we can do this year. And one of it is the ABC alphabet reminder. And I would like to read it to you. ABC. Avoid boring companies. ABC. Avoid boring company. DEF. Don't entertain fools. DEF. GHI. Go for the high ideals. Okay? Go for the high ideals. JKLM. Just keep a friend like me. Okay? NOP. Another reminder. Never overlook the poor. QRS, quit reacting to silly tales. It doesn't do you any good, so quit it. TUV, tune yourself for your victory. And lastly, WXYZ, we expect you to Zoom. There are so many things that we can do this 2019. Last point of our gospel for today is let go of the many Herods in our life. You see, in our gospel today, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 12, specifically, after they found Jesus, the Magi went back to their own place in another way. They did not go back to Herod. Please, if in 2018, you had so many Herods in your life that leads you to slavery, that leads you to imprisonment, leave them. Leave them. Those wasteful days, those unproductive days, those uncharitable days, those unkind days, leave them. Sometimes they are the Herods. When we find God, I hope we see our future, our horizon, better, brighter, and broader because we have found God. And that is how you celebrate Epiphany. That's how you celebrate the feast of the manifestation of our Lord. We have found God. Now we can change things. I've said in all the masses that I've celebrated so far, do you know that we have the power to change things right away? You have the power to change things right away. But please, change for the better. Change for the better. Don't dwell on the past. The past is history. Don't be anxious of the future. It's still a mystery of life. Dwell on the present, which is the gift, a gift from God. And if you keep nourishing the gift, if you keep trying to develop the gifts, if you keep living the gift according to the giver's plan, I guarantee you 2019 will be a much, much better year for all of us. This 2019, I invite you to continue to follow the real twinkle of light, Jesus, that leads to Jesus. And when you see Him, allow Him to be part of your day. Every day. I've already told you the 7 days without God. It's not good. It's not a good proposition. But 7 days with God, 365 days with God, 3.1523 million seconds with God will be a loving and peaceful year and seconds with God. Please all stand.